Okay, I'm going to absolutely race through this, partly because of the time pressure, also because people can download this and follow all the links if you like. But I'll go back right to the start. These lies, if you want to see a never-ending procession of lies, then just sign up to the Twitter feed, the X feed of the Nuclear for Australia lobby group. The sort of stuff you get a daily barrage of is that nuclear power is expanding worldwide. 50 countries are planning to introduce nuclear power. Australia's being left behind, blah, 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 blah. I won't go through all the refutations, but nuclear power has been stagnant for 25 years. It used to contribute 17.5% of global electricity generation. It's less than half that now. The number of countries building reactors has fallen from 16 to 11. 93% of the world's countries are not building reactors, etc., etc. I'll just skim through this. And I won't go through the details here, but if you can just look at the graph on the right, that's the growth of renewables versus the decline of nuclear, and it speaks for itself. The cost of nuclear power, I won't go into the weeds here, even though it's important, but for new reactors in the US, the UK, and France, we're talking 20 to 30 billion Australian dollars per reactor. So when you look at the propagandists, they will use a figure that's two or three times lower than that, and you'll know that they're lying. Nuclear power is too slow. 10 years for planning, 10 years for construction. Got no chance of making any contribution towards greenhouse gas mitigation before 2050. Too slow, too expensive, too risky. Dutton's nuclear power plan, we don't have to worry about that. Current policies. Well, it's quite extraordinary. As Wendy was saying, the coalition got absolutely smashed on its nuclear power policy. It was wildly unpopular and contributed to the wildly unsuccessful coalition campaign in the lead up to the last election. But they haven't learnt a damn thing. They are really, really silly people. Anyway, the coalition still promotes the repeal of laws banning nuclear power. It still rejects climate science and arguably all science. One Nation is even worse, wants to build a taxpayer-funded nuclear power plant on the East Coast. Leaving aside the right slash far right wing of Australian politics, almost all other political parties argue for the continuation of the renewables transition and reject nuclear power. And I've just got a note here about the Nuclear for Australia lobby group, which I just mentioned because they are so prolific. They don't take climate change seriously. The chair of the Nuclear for Australia lobby group is Aidy Patterson. And his comment on public concern about climate change is that it's an irrational fear of a trace gas, which is plant food. And if you want to see a bunch of other crazy comments from the Nuclear for Australia lobby group, you can check out that website. And if you want to download all the PowerPoints from tonight, please just check out that website. I've got them all up there, nuclear.fo.org.au/energy. And some of the sites I would encourage people to check out. I mentioned the Nuclear Consulting Group before, but for Australian debates, Don't Nuke the Climate, Friends of the Earth. There's an ACF report which I would encourage people to have a look at. The aim of the ACF report was to pull together all the interesting and new research we had learnt about the nuclear power debate in Australia over the past couple of years, because there was a huge amount of discussion and speculation, and some of that comprised serious research, and we've aimed to pull that together in this particular report. And lastly, a couple of reports on the politics of the nuclear power debate, which are really important because, we're not only facing the coalition, But we're facing this right-wing ecosphere. We're facing Sky News, which is no longer Sky News. It's now called News 24. But this ecosphere of renewable climate denialism, hostility towards renewables, support for nuclear, support for fossil fuels, and everything that's crazy that goes along with all of that nonsense. But anyway, once again, to encourage people to check out the nuclear.fo.org.au/energy website. So that's my abbreviated talk.